Embellishment. Everything considered by people as ornament. Among which are makeup, such as lipstick, nail polish, or kohl, and also jewelry, gold, accessories, and others. The discriminating boy. That who discriminates between the beautiful and the ugly. That differs according to the circumstances, habits, manners, and customs of the individuals according to their ability, conscience, and intelligence. Attractive colors. The strong and bright colors which are attractive, such as bright red or pink. These colors are part of the illicit ornaments, which the jurists have called to reject, according to Allah Almighty's saying, "They shall not reveal of their ornaments only what shows." Clothes of the faithless. Every style and form of clothing worn by any civilization considered as an enemy of Islam. We should refuse this sort of clothing as a commitment to one of Imam As-Sadiq's, peace be upon him, speeches about one of the prophets of Allah Almighty. Do not wear the clothes of my enemies, nor behave like my enemies. Otherwise, you will be my enemy as they are my enemies. Transparent dress. A dress through which a woman's body can be seen. Individuals prohibited by alliance are the father, the grandfather, the son, the grandson, the brother, the half-brother, the nephews, the uncles, and the parents' uncles. Individuals prohibited for reason are the persons that were strangers and became prohibited for a certain determined reason, or the persons considered as prohibited for a certain reason, and they are the husband who became prohibited because of marriage, the husband's father, the husband's son from another wife, and the mother's husband, in the case of a complete marriage. Scandalous clothes. All clothes that we think nobody would wear because of their color, shape, or other, in a way that, if a woman wore it, she would be pointed at. Adornment. The act of revealing what should be covered. When a woman reveals the charms of her body, we say she's adorning herself. The first question. What is the judgment concerning the presence of men and women who are not prohibited persons in the same place? It is allowed, as long as there isn't any prohibited event, such as the prohibited look, the prohibited touching, or talking about subjects that arouse a sexual desire, then the frequenting has crossed the legal and ethical limits. The second question. Is it allowed for a woman and a stranger man to meet? It is prohibited if that dishonors their reputation, even if no prohibited action took place, such as the prohibited look or touching. But it is appreciated not to be alone with a stranger, following a speech by Imam Ali, peace be upon him. As long as a man and a woman are alone, Satan will be present. The third question. Is it allowed to wear perfume? It is allowed to wear perfume. It is in fact appreciated. However, it is prohibited if it seduces a stranger. The fourth question. What if a woman's hair got revealed during prayer? If part of the hair or of the body is revealed, you can hide it and then continue your prayer without interruption and without having to repeat it. The fifth question. What if the veil falls between the forehead of a praying woman and the sajda? If the veil you are wearing falls between your forehead and the sajda, you have to run your forehead until it reaches the sajda, or raise the veil off your forehead. However, you should not raise your forehead to reach the sajda. The sixth question. What are the charms of a woman? The charms of a woman are divided into two groups: the natural charms, which are the body parts of a woman, and the complementary charms, such as beauty products, perfumes, and the ornaments. The seventh question. Should a woman hide an ornament such as the kuhl if it is applied for a medical reason? If tradition considers it as an ornament, then she should hide it, no matter the reason for which it was applied. The eighth question. How do we distinguish an ornament? An ornament is what is traditionally considered an ornament and is called so by the people. The ninth question. What are the appreciated actions concerning prayer clothes? The appreciated actions are having many pieces of clothing, wearing cotton or linen clothes, covering a woman's feet, wearing clean clothes. It is appreciated that the clothes be of white color, that the woman wears her necklace, wear perfume. It is said that prayer, if performed while wearing perfume, is worth 70 prayers. The 10th question. What is the difference between the prayer clothing and the clothing that a woman should wear in the presence of a stranger? In the absence of a stranger, prayer clothes may be tight. It is not a condition that the clothes cover her feet. Clothes worn in the presence of a stranger. Clothes should be baggy. The feet must be covered. Eleventh question. What is disliked concerning prayer clothes? Disliked actions concerning the prayer clothes. Wearing filthy clothes. Wearing very tight clothes.